Is every young lad playing games? No. Is every young boy into games and addicted? No. Ma'adallah, is all the youth addicted to drugs? No. Is alcoholic in every house? No, majority of Muslims don't drink. That means there are people, still they are living in the same society. They are very decent, they are well matured, they are surviving in the same society, and they're living a well-respected life, and living a successful life in society. And there is no harm in saying that. They are walking on the right path. They have got very decent gatherings. The reason is they socialize in a good environment. They have got decent friends. And those friends are devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who are pious, they offer salah. And are responsible individuals. They don't waste time and spend all night out. Whereas their parents, family members and children wait for them all night at home. And if someone sits with such people, then definitely they will also become irresponsible. Responsible people get up in Fajr. They go to work because they have to go to work to earn for their family, to provide them. They have responsibility to raise their children nicely. You should also ponder, which model are you following? Please ask this question from yourself. Are you following such model which becomes cause of destruction of whole family? Actually, all depends upon your mindset. You have to change your mindset. If you change your mindset, everything will be sorted. So more important is to delete evils from your mind. Once this is done, then they'll be easily deleted from your mobile. Can you please address and guide us in this regard? That how can parents help their children to get rid of this mobile addiction? This addiction leads to affect mental health, eyesight, and many other health issues. Physical problems such as neck ache, back ache, and many other issues. Whereas destruction of hereafter, that is a separate topic. Now, I would like to request you to please help us, guide us, and save this sinking ship. Things are really getting worse.
I can only make dua. I've heard about this game. I've never seen it. That how does it look like? What it is? And obviously, there would be music as well in it. Then other issues of women, men, all these things. I'm not too sure about this. That what exactly this game is all about. Whose consequences are so severely faced by the Muslim Ummah. May Allah Almighty save the Muslim children from it. May Allah Almighty protect the entire Muslim Ummah. And since it is so harmful, as other brothers and Nigrani Shura is mentioning, then abandon it at once altogether. As I've also heard about this game, that this game is extremely devastating. So everyone should delete this game from their mobile phones. Moreover, delete it from your hearts, delete it from your minds, and forget about it completely.
If you can please raise your hands and give dua. Dua for the one who doesn't play games and delete games from mobile phone. Some sort of dua if you give them, inshallah, they will be motivated to get rid of this addiction. Yes, we have experienced. When you give dua, then people, they would like to take blessings of that dua. No doubt, it is Allah who grants the ability. We have to make dua, and if you do that, that'll be great.
May Allah save everyone from its evil. Now, those who have reached the age of puberty and are involved in it, and if it comprises of sins, such as music, then of course, it is an act of sin, and repenting over it would also become wajib. Repent over it, and you should also make a final decision that no matter what happens now, I won't even touch it again. There's no returning back to it. That's it. Do this. O Allah. O Lord of Mustafa.
Ameen.
I request in your court.
Ameen.
That our children and adults who are indulged in this game, O Allah, save them all from it. Make them all averted to this game. O Allah. He who abandons and leaves this game forever, he repents from it and deletes it from his mobile and tries his utmost to forget about this game and never returns back to it. O Allah, whoever is such bondsman of yours, O Allah, keep his iman protected. O Allah, make him passionate for worship. And O Allah, remove his passion for the game. And O Allah Almighty, grant him the vision of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam at the time of his death. May he remember the kalima at that time and grant him death with iman and well-being in Madinatul Munawwara, and admit him into paradise without accountability. Grant him as well as his parents entry into paradise without accountability. Accept all these du'as in the favor of the one who leaves these games and the one who makes efforts for others to leave this game. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.